is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to send that cattle market downward?
Leslie, probably the biggest thing is a lack of anything price-friendly in our marketplace. The trend of our charts continue down. Box beef prices continue down, as we saw today. Choice down 72, selects down 95. Had a decent movement of 110 lots on estimate kill of 111,000 head. We're hearing maybe nothing better than bids in the feed yards of 146. Grain prices were up early in the session. There's just a lack of anything price-positive out there to help the market. Today, we saw August live cattle closed 52 lower, October down 80 cents. August feeders were 85 lower, October feeders down $1.35. August lean hogs were 70 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
She's the tough lady of hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another outstanding variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields, and with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yield ability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU developed wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, it kind of depends what we was looking at early this morning versus the close. Early this morning, we were seeing upside as we had wheat, corn, and soybeans all trading positive, and it was a combination of maybe looking at weather and weather forecast plus the funds and managed money re-entered alongside of the market. By the close of the day, we was giving up our positive trade, and we was seeing red numbers across the board. By the end of the day, only corn managed to close slightly positive as wheat and soybeans ended up negative once again. On the close today, September KC wheat down 5.75 cents. December corn closed 6 lower. September Chicago wheat down 4.5. September corn was up 0.5 cents. December corn up 0.75 cents. August soybeans down 6 cents. November down a nickel. And December cotton 37 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.